Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. With all the incredibly negative sentiment on the internet right now, the charts look horrible. Everything's down. It's good to step away from the charts a little bit and actually look at what's going on in the fundamentals and with the network and some of the news items that have come out. Because interestingly, as far as the network itself and some of the developments that we've seen over the last month, or, well, a year in particular, but even just the last month, it's actually been a lot of great news if you're not staring at the price chart. So I thought I'd hit you guys with one from coindaily.co. It's a pretty good article by Cal Saber, I believe. They don't actually have it on the main page. Let me scroll back here. Yeah, the name is Cal Saber. And this was posted on February 1st. And it is titled, Darkest Before the Dawn, Reasons to be Bullish on Bitcoin. All right, so let's get started. As the Bitcoin price dips below 10,000, there is an obvious tension and nervousness in the air. However, it's at times like these that it might be better to look away from the charts and focus on all the amazingly positive news that's been announced over the first month of 2018. Korea's positive regulation. South Korean regulators have imposed new requirements when it comes to the trading of cryptocurrencies that will legitimize cryptocurrency as a whole. These regulations may slow growth at first, but long-term, they're a very positive step that it should ensure long-term stability and growth. It will no longer be possible to buy or sell cryptocurrencies on South Korean exchanges without verifying your identity. This really brings Korean exchange in line with their global counterparts, with virtually all exchanges performing a KYC check. Foreigners residing outside South Korea will have a difficult time using these exchanges. Anyone without access to a Korean bank account will not be able to buy or sell cryptocurrencies on platforms such as BitThumb, UpBit, CoinOwn, and Corbit. Additionally, anyone under the age of 19 will not be allowed to buy or sell these currencies on exchanges either. All of this confirms the South Korean government has no intention of banning cryptocurrency trading altogether. It is taking a reasonable approach to regulating trading platforms and exchanges. It is highly doubtful any of the top platforms will lose customers because of these new guidelines. Knowing there will be no complete ban on cryptocurrencies is a positive sign, and new regulations will only lead to a healthier cryptocurrency ecosystem moving forward. Even though the ban on anonymous trading will always be considered somewhat controversial, if it is the price to be paid for long-term growth, then it is a price well worth paying. Japanese companies integrating Bitcoin payment systems. Japan was always the first to lead the way in terms of Bitcoin adoption, and there has been a boom in businesses trying to integrate Bitcoin payment systems. Even salaries in Japan are starting to be paid partly in Bitcoin, as CoinDaily reported earlier. Japanese Bitcoin exchange CoinCheck has partnered with Recruit Lifestyle, the retail support arm of human resources conglomerate Recruit Holdings. Bitcoin has become a payment option at shops that use Recruit Lifestyle's proprietary point-of-sale app called Arigi. Currently, 260,000 food establishments and other retail locations nationwide use this tablet-based point-of-sale system. Bic Camera, a major consumer electronics retail chain in Japan, has partnered with BitFlyer, the largest Japanese Bitcoin exchange by volume. Bic Camera began a trial to accept Bitcoin payments at two of its locations in Tokyo last month using the BitFlyer's payment system. The company intends to roll out this system nationwide as soon as any bugs have been ironed out of the system. Line, the Japanese messaging app with around 200 million monthly users, is embracing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to fend off increased competition from Facebook and others. Transaction fees down. Over the last month, Bitcoin transaction fees have dropped to less than $1 for median-sized payments, and some payments can now be sent for just a few cents. 1 to 2 Satoshi per byte transactions are now getting confirmed in the next block. It's possible that Bitcoin fees are now lower simply because the FOMO around getting some Bitcoin before the price goes to the moon has subsided, leading to a decline in demand for block space. Another explanation is that a large amount of new hashing power has come online, which has increased the frequency at which blocks are found. This would increase the capacity of the network. The introduction of SegWit, a soft fork that has enabled an increase to the block size limit, and thus the supply of block space, has also likely had a significant role to play. At the time of writing, around 15% of transactions are using SegWit. In addition to batching and SegWit, other methods of using the blockchain more efficiently, such as UTXO consolidation and dynamic fee estimation, may also be leading to generally lower transaction fees. Transaction speeds are up. With the mempool clearing, possibly due to less spam and increasing use of SegWit, transaction speeds have improved dramatically. While further SegWit adoption will provide even faster confirmation times, truly meaningful long-term speed increase will likely be achieved with second-layer solutions built on top of Bitcoin's blockchain. One of the most highly anticipated solutions in this regard, especially for lower-value transactions, is the Lightning Network. This overlay network, first proposed by Joseph Poon and Taj Dryja in 2015, promises to enable near-free transactions and instant confirmations. Robinhood, with 1 million plus waitlist, Square adds Bitcoin, Revolut above 100,000 users. Square has added Bitcoin to its Cash app, and Jack Dorsey has sent out a ringing endorsement of Bitcoin to his 4.1 million followers. This single tweet would have been huge for Bitcoin a few months ago. Now it is just part of the adoption announcement coming thick and fast. Revolut are opening up their cryptocurrency platform for non-premium users. Recent tweet from them shows that 100,000 people have applied to unlock cryptocurrency in the first 2 hours alone. Great tech coming in 2018. CoinDaily reported on some of the great tech coming to Bitcoin in 2018. RSK or Rootstock. Rootstock's goal is to add value and functionality to the Bitcoin ecosystem by enabling smart contracts, near instant payments, and higher scalability. Tumblebit. Monero and Zcash can be replaced by Tumblebit. Tumblebit is a new anonymous payments protocol that is fully compatible with today's Bitcoin protocol. Tumblebit allows parties to make payments through an untrusted Tumblr. No one, not even the Tumblr, can tell which payer paid which payee during a Tumblebit epoch. Lightning Network, designed to solve some of the technical limitations of the Bitcoin blockchain, but can be implemented on top of any blockchain. Lightning Network can enable near-instant transactions at a rate of thousands to millions per second, with fees of a fraction of a cent or even free. Atomic Swaps. An atomic swap is a direct trade between two different coins running on two separate blockchains. There are no centralized exchange websites or other third parties required for this trade. The technology enables common users to bypass the labyrinth of website exchanges currently necessary to purchase cryptocurrencies. Once implemented, the atomic swap will allow common users to trade and purchase any desired coin directly within their own wallets. Conclusion. Any one of these items would have sent the price of Bitcoin skyrocketing a year ago. But as the mainstream accepts Bitcoin and news comes thick and fast, it is taking more and more for these very positive announcements to move the market. Sometime, price action is all that matters, and the old trading adage of buy the rumor, sell the news holds true. All right, guys, I hope y'all like that one. Like I said, a lot of new exciting stuff coming down the road here. This one was from coindaily.co again, and it was written by Cal Saber. Be sure to check them out. It looks like they've got some good stuff up here, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on them. But again, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed it. This has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. I'll catch y'all next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.